Joining us now in studio is the principal of Arcadia School, Barb Warnson. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yes.
You've had an exciting summer, and now you've got the school year. We're talking school already. What happened here?
I know.
Coming up in just a couple of days, you have your open house, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment or so. Well, let's talk about the summer that you've had at Arcadia. We were talking off the air. You and some students went to Europe. Tell us about it.
We did. We took a. This is the first year I think we've done this at Arcadia. We took a group of 9 students to Europe. Another teacher and I did that, and we saw. Started in London, went from London to Paris, and from Paris to Rome, and from Rome to Pompeii and the Isle of Capri. It was really an intense 12 days.
Yeah, boy, 12 days. That is very intense. I'm sure you were able to at least see some highlights and experience a bit of the international culture.
That's exactly what we did. So we were able to see all the tourist highlights, the Eiffel Tower from any different angle you would want. And at the same time, we were able to get in on some of the hysteria around the World Cup. That was fun because that was all happening at the time. And so we knew who was doing what all the time because they were watching that in those countries. It was a wonderful experience.
Let's start off just briefly about London. That's where you first arrived at. So you did all the touristy things. Did you see all the palaces and Big Ben and all that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Big Ben is completely encased in scaffolding now so that we all have a picture of this giant box. that's Big Ben.
Every few hundred years, you got to do that.
You got to do something, right? But we saw Trafalgar Square. We saw the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Covent Gardens. Oh, my gosh. We saw the gardens. They're called Green Gardens around Buckingham Palace. And learned all about those. And saw number 10 Downing Street. Even.
Oh, wow. Man, you guys really packed quite a bit in.
We packed in. That's like 2 days. So,
wow.
And from there, we went through the channel on the train and to Paris and saw Notre Dame and the Eiffel Tower, of course, and the Louvre.
Did you go into the Louvre?
Yes. We got to spend quite a bit of time there.
You know, Terry and I went a couple of years ago, and we were going to buy tickets in advance, but you couldn't do it if you were from the United States for some reason. I don't know why. But anyway, so we got there, and it was raining on a Monday. We thought, oh, what a great day to go to the Louvre. It should be quiet. No, it's packed. There were people like a block long, standing in the rain. So, okay, let's go a little bit later on. So we got there about 4, waited a half an hour to 4:30 to get in. Thought, oh, God, this is great. Not too bad. You know, half an hour, I can handle that as opposed to a 2-hour wait. It closes at 6. Who closes their museum?
I'm giving you a look like, oh,
six.
My gosh, you did all that.
You know?
But one advantage of, we traveled with EF Tours, and they specialize in student tours. And one advantage of going with that company is they set it all up for you, and you don't have to wait in lines.
Oh, wonderful.
So all the tickets are there. You arrive at the door. You walk in.
Good.
That's worth the price of the ticket, I'll tell you.
And Paris is a lovely city.
Love Paris.
And they've got so much history going on everywhere you turn.
That's right.
And then you move on to Rome, and wow.
Even
more history.
The Colosseum and everything. I think one of the biggest takeaways for the kids was that deep sense of history that we don't have here in the United States. So we were looking at things that were created before the turn of the, the BC. And here, except for Native American, we don't have that kind of architecture, that kind of history. So
no, we really don't. And we don't, maybe we just don't appreciate it that way. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
our buildings are made to last, X amount of time, then tear them down and build a new one.
Yeah.
They don't tear down too much. But I'm sure it was a wonderful experience
for the students.
We
had a small reunion last night and yesterday evening and looked at each other's pictures, and that was a lot of fun to relive it.
fun. Let's talk about the open house. I'm going to start off by talking about Arcadia.
Sure.
Your charter school here in town for those people who are not familiar. And it's, I guess, a little bit different than public schools are. Tell us about that.
Well, it is a little bit different. It was started up as a way to infuse education with innovation. So the idea of a charter school is that it is a public school. It is tuition free. So we are our own school district, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The intent of the law creating charter school was that we would do something really innovative and different, that it's a little hard to get that through a large school district. In the smaller schools, you can do that. In our case, Arcadia focused on project-based education, which has evolved into kind of a hybrid between classes and projects. I think we are very invested in the idea of self-starting and independent learning, time management. There's so many things you learn from a project system where you're actually researching something and finding sources and learning how to do that, and also having to present that. So you've got that component in there, too. So we have every quarter, we have presentation nights where the students present their projects, and they're expected to do one per quarter. But at the same time, they have regular core classes because we didn't want to fall behind on that. And what we found is at a project-based only, it's kind of hard to get all those standards in a cohesive, sequential manner, right?
Now, I should note that you're kind of by yourself, your own school district, but you are sponsored by the Northfield School District, and you do have to educate kids, and there are people that
Absolutely.
Check on that.
Absolutely.
There are standards that yes. you have to abide by.
That's right. So there are state standards that all public schools have to abide by, including mm-hmm. all charter schools, and we do, too, and there are testing requirements, and we do the testing. Anybody considering Arcadia or any charter school should go on the MDE website and look at the report card, the school report card, and that will show you all kinds of information about that school. And we test very well. We are very proud of how well our students are doing, and that will show up on that report card. So I would advise anyone looking at a charter school to check out those report card.
All right. Now let's move on to, is it Monday?
Monday already.
Your open house. Let's talk about, first of all, the purpose for the open house.
Well, we try to have open houses throughout the year, and we usually do one about this year for those parents and families who haven't quite made their decision yet about where they want to go to school. It's coming up really fast. Most of our slots are filled, but we do have a waiting list. Arcadia, unlike other traditional schools, charter schools need to put a cap on their enrollment. So they say, we have to say how many students we will have, and then we stop there. And we cap at 126 students in grades 6 through 12. So we have some spots still open, especially in the high school, but we do have waiting lists, and typically there's a turnover right at the time a school starts. You know, people change their minds, and those people who are on waiting lists will get in. So this is an opportunity for families to take a look at Arcadia and see what they think.
Will you have your teachers and educators there to answer questions and show them things?
We'll have some.
Okay, yeah.
We'll have some parents and some teachers. This is our teachers come back on the 16th of August, so a lot of them are on vacation this mm-hmm. week. They're getting that last,
one last
taste
fling
of the
in.
Lake.
Sure.
And we appreciate that. But we will have myself and our social worker, Lisa Malika, mm-hmm. and high school teacher Scott Grave, who's been there for a long time and mm-hmm. is a real bulwark for us. And, excuse me, we will also have some parents and hopefully some students who are available.
All right. So they'll be able to, you'll get the experience from every different level.
Right. Get to answer questions that mm-hmm. you would want to ask a parent and not the principal.
And for those unfamiliar with Arcadia, its location, you're right behind Apple Chevrolet.
Yeah,
right behind the car lot there.
That's right, right behind Perkins and mm-hmm. Apple Chevrolet.
And what is the name of that road?
Cannon Road.
Cannon Road.
So we're at 1719 Cannon Road.
Okay.
Great.
So come Monday, bring your questions, and I would imagine you can bring your kids along, too.
Yes, bring your kids, too. That mm-hmm. It's very family-friendly. We will be doing a tour, and we'll be doing a PowerPoint and have some brochures and some refreshments, and it'll be a fun evening.
All right. And what time does that start?
That starts at 6:30.
Is it kind of an open house in that they can come anytime, or would you like them to be there at 6:30 with the tour?
It would be good if they came close to 6:30. The way we'll do it is we'll do the presentation first, and then we'll do the tour. And then we usually break up into middle school and high school so that people can ask specific questions that they want to ask.
Wonderful. So be there at 6:30 and
love to see you.
Let it begin. All right. Anything else you'd like to tell us about the open house or Arcadia?
Not that I can think of. We've had a busy summer. The Northfield Arts Guild puts their Young People's Theater at Arcadia, which is a wonderful thing for the summer, a wonderful use of the building. And it leaves just a few weeks to get all the outside work and landscaping done before school starts. So that's what's happening right now. But I think we'll be ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Barb, thank you so much for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
We appreciate it. I'm glad you had a great summer with the kids.
Oh, yes.
And hopefully you'll have a great school year with the kids. I'm sure you will.
I'm sure we will.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Barb Warrenson, once again, the principal of Arcadia School here in Northfield. You're about 3 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Wayne's coming up in just a couple of minutes.